Welcome to the London Walks podcast.
This episode, Ghostly London, Part 1, presented by Andy Hallett and Adam Scott Goulding.
Stop, stranger, stop as you pass by. As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, you soon shall be. So pray, prepare, and follow me.
Hello, so here we are. This is our second episode. We've kind of decided that it's kind of like a Halloween special, so we're going to make three episodes. So this is Andy, and this is the wonderful Adam I'm here with this evening as well. We've just both finished our Jack the Ripper walk, so we thought it was a wonderful opportunity to talk haunted spirits, ghouls and spooks.
Quite so. No, we've both just finished leading Jack the Ripper tours. We're on Fourney Street here. Spooky Spitalfields.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
Coming very much into the season when people want the things that go bump in the night walking to us.
Yes. Yeah. Adam, have you ever seen any ghosts? I'm interested to know, before we start the part, have you ever seen or heard a ghost?
I keep an open mind on all things, young Andy. The value of life without a bit of mystery goes down,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
perfectly prepared to keep an open mind.
I mean, I've certainly been in some churches where there's been a cold, bitter chill, but that's maybe the central heating, which they don't know, you know. But so I'm not sure. I'm yet to be completely convinced, but I'm, you know, very excited. I mean, there has been some of my walks, very odd things have taken place. You do the West End, Ghost of the West End.
Yes.
The Ghost of William Terrace. He was an actor, a very grand actor, and he died in... Well, he was murdered outside the Adelphi Theatre. And when I told this story, this woman said to me, "You didn't mention that he wore a Homburg hat." And I said, "No, I didn't. Do you know about William Terrace? You've done a bit of research." And she said, "No, it's just that while you were telling the story, he was standing behind you." And then she apologised to the rest of the group and she said, "I'm sorry, everybody, it's just that I see things that other people don't see." So perhaps, you know, it's a particular gift to a kind of certain sensibility.
Now, this area has changed considerably since King James the First. The chant of actually...
Bram Stoker leaves one famous bloody smear on the landscape of English fiction in the shape of his 1897 epistolary novel, Dracula. His personal mark, like those of many an Irish man of letters, is left all over London. His name is carved into the stone of the Lyceum Theatre in the West End, where he worked with Sir Henry Irving for 27 years. He worked also at the Prince of Wales Theatre and on Fleet Street on the staff of the Daily Telegraph. He died in St George's Square, Pimlico, and his ashes are at Golders Green Crematorium, where, it is said, his urn can be viewed by special appointment only. His blue plaque is plain for all to see on the house where he lived in SW3. His famous creation, Count Dracula, leaves a similar impression on the London landscape, particularly in the seventh chapter of Hammer Horror Cycle of Dracula movies, Dracula AD 1972. And it's for this very movie, which was called Dracula Today upon its release in the United States, that I'm staying home, leaving Andy out in the cold to do his podcasting. I'm staying home to watch this movie.
Tonight, you could be Dracula's next victim.
At the top of the movie, Van Helsing, as played by Peter Cushing, lies dead. The wicked Count himself, Christopher Lee, of course, popping in the fangs for the sixth time here, finds himself in a similar predicament. Fast forward 100 years and jaded King's Road hipster Johnny Alucard, that's Alucard, and his groovy circle of friends are growing tired of earthly kicks. Seeking new mind-blowing thrills, Alucard stages a séance in the bombed-out church of St. Bartholf, his purpose to summon the vampire Dracula to swinging London. Only Jessica Van Helsing and her grandfather can stop him now.
Come on, Johnny.
A date with the devil.
Are you ready? He's ready. He's waiting to freak you out. Right out of this world.
He died September the 18th, 1872. 100 years ago to the day.
In truth, the movie is more carry-on up the Carpathians than gothic chiller. For example, at the height of the set piece Satanic Rite, Alucard exhorts his long-haired and mini-skirted cohort to dig the music, kids. Very much a fang-in-cheek romp, a kitsch London classic. The film was inspired by the events of the roughly contemporaneous case of the Highgate vampire, young North Londoners hanging out in Highgate Cemetery, then a much-neglected London treasure, claimed to have encountered a vampire. And in the movie, Chelsea is the film's uncredited star. The critical reception for the movie, which transposes Dracula onto the streets of swinging London, was decidedly mixed back in 1972, but the performances remain unimpeachable. Peter Cushing reprises his role as Van Helsing, the vampire hunter, for the first time since 1960, and reins in the hysteria in his usual compellingly dignified fashion. Christopher Lee, who was openly critical of the film, is positively operatic in the role with which he will ever be associated. A million miles from Bram Stoker it may well be, but the glimpses of so-called swinging London and the perfectly balanced contrast to the central performances make this film the perfect DVD to return home to after a London Walks Halloween ghost walk. Dracula AD 1972 is available on DVD from Warner Home Video.
The year is 1972, a leap year in horror, a vintage year for vampires.
With the eyes bulging out of your purple face, they chop the rope down, which is great relief, short relief, because at this point they would carve you open from your abdomen to your breast.
In the next episode we're going to do, we've got a fantastic interview with Phil, who's the verger at St. Bartholomew the Great. He's got a wonderful kind of story about a ghost, the ghost of Rahir, I think it is.
I think so, yeah. He's got plenty to say about haunted St. Bart's, so
absolutely,
we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. We've also got David is going to be talking about Halloween.
And the meaning thereof, yeah.
The meaning of the Festival of the Dead.
Yeah,
which we all celebrate, and a
recording that we made of the creepiest,
the spookiest gate in London.
Have a listen. Here's a sneak preview.
Yes.
Oh, what do you think of that? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Speak to you later.
The London Walks podcast was compiled, produced and presented by Andy Hallett and Adam Scott Goulding.
You have also been listening to the voices of Sean Seymour and Karen Scott Goulding.
For details of the full programme of London Walks, London's best guided walking tours, go to www.walks.com. The London Walks podcast was an APB production.